Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi ma'am. My name is John and thanks for getting connected our eBay headquarters. So how may I help you?
What? Who am I talking to? I have no idea.
Thanks for getting connected our eBay headquarters and my name is John. So how may I help
you? But with what? What company are you?
This is eBay, ma'am. eBay.
eBay?
Yes, that's correct.
Why do I want to talk to you?
Because when we placed this order yesterday morning, our site for 2 Apple iTunes gift cards, and your Apple iTunes gift card charges $300.
Okay? I haven't ordered any Apple gift cards. I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
But our server saw that your number is already registered that, and your number is 0438752676. That's your number?
It is. It is. But I haven't ordered anything. I don't have an Apple.
I understand that. So I think that, ma'am, someone else has misused your phone number and created that fake account. It's activated. If you understand that?
Yes, I do. But what do I do about it?
Do not worry, ma'am. I will guide you how to cancel this account right now, okay? So you just
cancel
that. I will guide you.
What?
Ma'am. Do not worry. I will guide you, ma'am. Okay? You want to cancel
it? To do
right?
What?
To do what?
Guide me to do what?
If you want to cancel, right?
Cancel? I haven't ordered anything. I haven't got anything to cancel. I don't know what you're talking about. Completely. I've no idea what you're talking about. I have not ordered anything.
Ma'am, you not ordered that anything, but someone else misused your number and created that fraud account, okay?
But that's not my problem, is it? Isn't that yours?
That's your problem because ma'am, your information, your mobile number is belong to you and you using this mobile number. I am not using this mobile number, so that's the reason this is your problem, right? Because someone else misused your mobile number, not mine.
What do I do? Turn the police?
No, do not worry about that. I will guide you how to cancel this account right now, and after that cancellation, you refund back your money, okay?
The cancellation isn't going to be any help for me if somebody else is using my number. How do I stop them using it? It's illegal. Do I go to the police? Obviously,
ma'am, that's your choice, but first of all, I will suggest you, if you not cancel this account right now, so you lose your money for $300. Because your purchase order...
I don't lose any fucking thing. I haven't ordered anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I honestly do not know what you're talking about. I haven't ordered anything. There's something wrong with my computer. I can't get into anything. What do you want me to do?
Ma'am, you just properly switch on your computer right now, so I will provide our security server, okay? Do not worry about that. And this is a free of charges. And after that complicated for all those things is cancelled and you refund back your money. And your number is properly saved our server. Do not worry about that, okay?
So what do I do?
You just go ahead and switch on your computer, using computer, right?
I can't use it. There's something wrong with it. I've got somebody coming to look at it. I don't know what's going on. Somebody has obviously done something.
Just hold the line. I will transfer our headquarters, okay? Just hold the line. Hello?
Hello? What?
Yes,
I was told to hold the line by somebody.
Yes. This is headquarters and my name is Jordan and I'm a senior supervisor for On the Floor. So how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm totally confused and worried that somebody has clearly hacked into my computer. The computer won't work. I can't get into anything. I've got a computer person allegedly coming at some point in time today to do something about it. I have no idea what's going on. I haven't ordered anything. I don't order online.
I will tell it to you, ma'am. Do not worry. Do not worry. Just calm down. Just calm down. Just calm down.
Why should I calm down if somebody's using my phone number
Because, ma'am, this time you connected our security team, okay, also that. This time is you connected our security team. So that's the reason I'm telling you that. Do not worry, okay? And I will guide you how to cancel this account right now. And I will guide you your number is saved properly right now, okay? Do you understand that, my point?
I do, but okay. I don't know what do I need to do. You're going to guide me with a computer that doesn't work.
Okay, do not worry. Apart from that computer, you using any laptop, any mobile phone, any iPad, any tablet, anything that?
You're on my mobile phone at the moment. That's the only one I've got. I don't have a laptop, no.
Okay, so using mobile phone. So, ma'am, I will provide our security, and I will provide our security number, okay? So you just confirm that which mobile phone you have, using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
I don't use Apple. I don't have an Apple.
Okay, using Samsung? Using Samsung mobile phone?
Samsung, yes.
Okay, that's fine. So, ma'am, you just simply put on your loudspeaker right now. So I will provide, first of all, our cancellation code number, okay? You just put on your loudspeaker, okay?
I put on my loudspeaker?
I don't know how to do that. Oh, okay, I understand that. Okay, do not worry. Don't worry about that, ma'am. I will just transfer this call for that cancellation headquarters site. So just hold the line for a few seconds, okay?
Thank you.
Just hold the line, yep. Hello?
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, madam. This call has been transferred to the senior technician. How are we doing today?
I'm totally frustrated, upset, worried. What on earth's going on? I don't use my phone for anything except talking to people.
I first calm down, madam. Calm down. Let me make you understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to calm down. If somebody would tell me what's going on, I'd put it right. Well, I suppose I've got to put it right.
I'm telling you, madam. The thing is that, madam, I do believe you have a computer, right?
Yes. There's something wrong with it. It's gone wrong. I've got a computer person coming at some point in time today because something has gone wrong with it.
It's not about your computer. It's not about your mobile phone. The problem is in your network right at the moment, madam. The thing is that, whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of website, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistakenly from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I can't hear you properly. And I don't go onto my computer because I can't get onto it at the moment.
No, I'm not telling you that right at the moment you are using your computer. I'm just asking you do use your internet line?
Sometimes, not often, but sometimes when I need to find out something, yes.
Yes, that is the thing. The thing is that, madam, whenever you go online and searching your internet or visit any kind of website, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistakenly from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why your information get compromised by those unknown fraudsters, okay?
Okay, so what do I do about it?
Yes, so I will help you up to cancel that fraud order and I will help you up to cancel that charge for $299. And provide you back your refund, all right?
Yes, please, because I haven't bought anything, and I haven't got that sort of money. I am 77 years old. Somebody is fucking around with me.
I understand that, so that's why we have called you up, to help you up to cancel this order and provide you back your refund, all right?
Right, so what do I do?
I'm telling you, right at the moment, you are using your computer.
I can't use it. It doesn't work at the moment.
Okay. And you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yes, you rang my mobile.
Yes. And you do use your mobile phone for internet purpose?
No, I use it to talk to people.
Like which mobile phone?
I very rarely use it for anything else.
Okay. And which mobile phone you are using, madam? It's an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's a Samsung phone.
Okay. So with your Samsung phone, can you just put me on speaker? Put me on loudspeaker?
No, I've no idea how to do that.
I'm telling you how to do that, madam. Look into your screen. You will get to see there's a loudspeaker sign over there. Are you there?
No, there isn't a... Oh, God.
Can you see there?
Hello?
Yes,
no, the screen has gone completely blank and I cannot get anything onto it. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, no worries. Just unlock your screen, madam. You know how to unlock your screen?
No, I've got nothing on my screen. I've got no means of locking or unlocking. I can't do anything with it. It's blank. It's black and blank.
Yes, that's why I'm telling you.
It isn't responding to a tap or a swipe, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, my God. It is not responding to your touch also.
No, it's not responding to anything I've just done. Tap, nothing. Swipe, nothing.
I think, madam, your phone has gone locked, okay? So you know how to unlock your phone, madam.
No, how do I unlock it? I didn't know it's locked.
Like, you know how to turn on your mobile phone?
Turn it on, yes. I could turn it off, but I guess I can't speak to you.
Like, do one thing. Just try to turn it on. Try to turn it on. Not turn it off. Turn it on.
I usually press both knobs because I don't know which is what. Wait, is it the bigger one or the smaller one? I don't know.
Okay, what you can see in your screen right now? Just let me know.
Nothing. It's black. It's nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
Just do one thing. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
I'm swiping from bottom to top, from left to right, upside down, tapping it. It's blank. There's nothing.
Okay. You need to do one thing. You need to just look into your cell phone. There's an unlock button over there. At the side of your cell phone, you can see there's an unlock button at the right-hand side.
There's two buttons on the right. There's two things on the right-hand side that you can press.
Okay, you just press that button, madam. Press that button.
Which one? The top one or the bottom one? The big one or the bigger one or the smaller one?
The bigger one, madam. The bigger one.
Okay, I'm touching it now.
Anything happen?
Nothing happened.
Now just touch the smaller one.
Okay, I'm doing it now. Oh, that's come back on the screen.
Yes. You got your screen?
It came up with a message, can't talk to something during call.
And now just
know what talking about.
And now just,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And now just have a good look, madam, on your cell phone screen. Can you see there's a speaker sign?
Sorry?
Have a look on your cell phone screen, madam. Can you see there's
a
speaker sign? There is a speaker sign.
A what sign?
Speaker, loudspeaker sign.
Oh, Oh, yes. Three is the speaker sign.
Yes, give a press on that speaker sign. Give a press on it.
Okay, I've done that.
So now I'm on the speaker, right? You can see yeah. that I'm on the loudspeaker, right?
You are, yes. I can
yes.
see.
Yes. Yes. Now just have a good look on your screen, madam. At the extreme bottom, of your screen, can you see there are three button signs over there? One is a rectangular sign, the middle one is a small round circle sign, and the right one is a line. Can you see there is a small round circle middle button over there?
That one turns it on and off though, doesn't it? The circle one.
The circle one. You need to press that circle one. Press that circle
Doesn't that turn you off?
No. Just below that hang up button. Just below that circle button. Can you see there's a small round circle button?
Yeah, I can see that. But I thought it turned... Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. Try it once. You done it?
Yes.
And now what you have got? What you can see now?
I can still see the circle.
Can still see the circle? Just once again, give a press on that small circle.
I've done that. It's blinked at me and it's still there.
Okay. And you know how to open up your camera, gallery, settings?
Camera?
Yeah. Like you know how to open up your camera or a gallery or a text message?
No.
In your cell phone?
No, I don't.
So, you know how to look into all the icons, madam. You know how to come back to your normal home screen. Just go back. Go back. Press the back button.
It won't do that either. It's not doing anything. It won't move from that page.
You can see the same thing.
Oh, now I'm back to the... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, madam.
Yeah, okay, I've got my thing. All it's got on is the time.
Yes, now check all of your icons. Check all of your applications' name, like camera, gallery, contacts, okay? So can you just...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like you can see the icons, madam, like phone... Camera, gallery, can you see that?
The tiny little, yeah, but it keeps disappearing. I'm having to tap it the whole damn time to keep it alive. And
yes,
at the bottom it says...
Yes, tell me.
And I'm down to 17% battery. Which one do you want me to touch? The phone one or the arrow one or... Hello?
Press on the arrow one. Press on the arrow one.
The arrow?
Yeah, the arrow one, yeah. And
yes.
Now what you... And now what you can see?
I can see phone calls.
Now once again, go back, madam. You need to come back to your normal home screen, madam, where you can see your wallpaper, your normal wallpaper over there.
How do I get back there?
You need to go back. Press the back button, madam. You know how to press the back button?
No. Where is it? How do I get back?
Like you know how to open up your Google in your cell phone?
No, I haven't the clue. I don't use it for anything except phone calls.
No, you told me that sometimes you do use for the internet purpose, right?
Sorry?
Sometimes you do use your cell phone for the internet purpose, right?
I sometimes have Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Well, I think my daughter gets hold of my phone. She does things with it. Okay, I've got back to the screen.
Yes. Now, like, you know how to open up your Google, madam? Open up your Google.
Um, Google Maps I can do. Yeah, I've got a screen with all my apps on it.
Yes, yes. And just read me out all the apps, madam. Read me out all the applications' name, all the apps' name.
Okay. Yeah. I've got Chrome, which I don't use. Weather, which I don't use. Camera, I use. Then I've got Microsoft with 4 or 5 images in, which I don't use. I've got Services New South Wales, which I occasionally use. And I've got a gallery with some photos. I've got a Play Store, which I don't use. Yeah. I've got
Hold on. Can you see Play Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, give a tap on that Play Store. After giving a tap on that Play Store, madam, can you see at the top, there is a search bar where it is written over here, search for apps and games. Can you see that?
What am I searching for?
Yeah, give a tap on it and search over there. Type in over there, madam. Type letter A for Apple.
A.
Then N for November.
N for November.
Then Y for yellow.
Any?
Yes. Then type D for doctor.
D.
Then type E for Edward.
Yep.
Then type S for sugar.
Oh, and then K.
Then K, yeah. Then K. K for kilo. Any desk.
So I want any desk app?
Yes, can you see any desk remote? Can you see any suggestion comes up at the bottom? Any desk remote desktop? Can you see any desk remote desktop?
It says any. Oh, any desktop.
Yes, give a click on it. Tap on it. Any desk remote desktop.
Sorry, any desk. I've got. It depends. I've got at the top of the keypad. I've got any desktop as well as any desk or any desk and more probably, dot. At the top of the page, I've got search for any desk app, any desk.
Yes.
It's gone.
Can you see any desk app? Give a click on that. Desk app. Tap on that.
Any desk app.
Yes. Tap on that. So have you tapped on that any desk app?
Yeah, I've tapped on it.
And now what you have got, madam, after that? What you can see?
Adverts, by the look of it.
What you can see?
I've got any desk remote desktop.
Yes, and just below that any desk remote desktop, can you see there is a green color box which says install?
Yes.
Give a click on install.
Why do I want this?
This is your one-time cancellation ID application to cancel that fraud order, okay? And provide you back your refund, okay?
Oh, and it says review your account to continue installing apps on Google Play.
Yeah, what are the options you can see? Can you see there is an option like continue?
Continue, yes. Is that what I want to do?
Yeah, press on continue. Yeah, tap on continue.
Okay, and then it says complete account setup. Add a payment option to complete your account.
Yes.
Add credit or debit card.
Hold on. Can you see there is an option like skip? S-K-I-P, skip. Can you see there is an option skip?
Yes.
Give a tap on skip.
Okay, I've got any desk remote desktop.
And now is it installing? Can you see the round color, the green color?
Yes, it's installed. Yes.
So now just be on that page. In
it
short,
says open.
Yeah, press on open. Tap on open. Press on open.
And then there's a...
And after giving a press on open, what you can see?
And then I've got lock license activation.
Yes. Now just look at the bottom. You will get to see there is an option. I have read this terms and condition. Agree. Can you see agree?
Yes. So I agree, do I?
Yes, press on agree.
Okay.
Because this is
okay.
This is for this privacy policy of yours. And now
okay, I've got an incoming call. What do I do?
Hang up that call.